Today we are going to share together the characteristics of those who believe in God. Because this blind man believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and he worshipped him. So what are the characteristics of the people who are believing in God? You can say I'm Christian. You can say I'm believing in God. But this thing must be controlled or measured by some characteristics. So let's share together some of these characteristics and you can measure yourself. You can see yourself, are you a true believer in Jesus Christ our Lord or not? So the first characteristics of those who believe in God. Their heart will not be troubled under any circumstances. If they see persecution like what's happening now in Egypt, or in the Middle East, Syria, Iraq, you can see the persecution of Christians and the displaced people and those who are marginalized and those also who had been killed. But the true believers, his heart, the heart of the true believers cannot trouble under any circumstances. Yesterday I was reading the first epistle of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 16. It says, be happy in all time, rejoice in all time, rejoice, be glad in all time, even in the times of the persecution, even in the times when we face afflictions or conflicts or despair, even in the time when we face persecution from other, even from our nation. To prove this point, let me read what happened in John, what said in John chapter 14 verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. So the first characteristic of the believer of God is that our heart should not be troubled. We can see some people who are very strong in faith. Let me tell you some example from the Old Testament. You know Daniel the prophet, you know the three men, you know Moses, you know Joshua. You know many examples from the Old Testament whose hearts were not troubled at any time, under any circumstances. Yes, we can see people also very weak in their faith, very weak in their believing. If they face any problem, they became weak. If they face any despair or failure, they became weak. If they see any disease, they became weak. If they have cancer, they became weak. No, dear brothers and sisters, we are believing in God and God is going to protect us. But these characteristics must be in the believers. Let me read another characteristic. Those who will believe in Christ, the Son of God, will be saved. Yes, they can face problems. They can face temptation. They can face difficult times. They can face persecution. But at the same time, they will be saved. Let me read Romans chapter 10, verse 9. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God has raised him from death, you will be saved. You will be saved. Saved from what? Saved from the hardships. Saved from the temptation of the devil. But there are some conditions. You need to pray. You need to fast. You need to do matanias. You need to read the Bible. You will be saved. But you need to do your own part as true believers. So, the true Christian can be saved by believing in the Lord. We don't want to see Christians who are very weak in faith. We don't want to see Christians who are blaming God. Some people, when they are sick, when they have failure, when they have problems, they start to blame God. Why God did this and that with me? Why me? Why me? No, don't ask this question. The Lord will save you, as mentioned in Romans chapter 10, verse 9. So the first characteristic is what? The first one. I don't want you to forget. Okay, let us say, the first one. Those who believe in God, their hearts will not be troubled, even if they face any circumstances. The second characteristic is they will be saved if they face these problems or these conflicts or these temptations. The third one is, those who believe in God will have everlasting life, will live forever with God. Yes, they will die one day. Everyone will experience death. Everyone will die one day. But at the same time, what is your eternal future? Are you looking for heaven? Are you seeking your position? What's your position in the eternal life? You are deacon here, right? You are archdeacon, okay. But what is your position in the eternal life? Are you deacon in the eternal life? Are you being like Saint Stephanus the martyr, proto-martyr? You can promote your role here. You know promotion? Promotion. If I am a deacon, I can be a martyr like Saint Stephen. I can do promotion to my role. Even if I am just believer, I can be a martyr. Many ordinary believers in the era of the persecution of Diocletian, they became martyrs. They elevated their role in the eternal life. They became not believers, but martyrs. So, my dear brothers and sisters, you need to know what's your rank here. And think carefully, how can you elevate? How can you promote your rank? And then think, do I have a place in the eternal life? Let me read John chapter 3, verse 36. John chapter 3, verse 36. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life. And he who does not believe the Son in the Son shall not see the life, but the wrath of God abides in him. So it is important to say, I believe in Jesus Christ. By name, but also it is important to believe by practical, by being raw example, by being a man who is practicing the characteristics of good believers. So let us summarize, dear brothers and sisters. The first characteristics of those who are true believers, not like this blind man, their heart should not be troubled under any circumstances. Number two, they should think and trust in God that God will save them. And number three, they are going to have this everlasting life. Be sure of these three characteristics and try to work towards them and try to be a true believer of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Today, we are going to finish the Mass at quarter to ten, right? Buna. Quarter to ten. And we are going to receive the Prime Minister of Australia, Mr. Tony Abbott, here, as you all know. But we need to be well organized, and we need to be receiving this occasion with prayer and with respect to the authorities of Australia, and also to pray for them, because you know they are facing many problems, as you all hear what's happening in Marshallville Church. You hear it in the news, and I think all of us should work together towards this unity of family of God, to pray for all nations and for all cities, so that the Lord Jesus Christ can grant us His peace. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.